this is Yada KC, your girl from MP.
Hello, my name is Rabona Chobane.
Hi, this is Iman Kuteka.
Molweni nonke. Elam ikama ngukaraboko Daniels.
Goeiemiddag amal. My name is Esmeralda Ramsey.
I'd like to wish you a happy Women's Month.
Ke rata ho lakaletsa bomme le basadi kgwedi entle e atlehileng.
And I want to wish you a happy Women's Month.
Ndilapha nje ndizonqonela bonke abafazi inyanga emnandi yabasekhini.
Ali pragtige vroue 'n gelukkige vroue maand toewens.
And this is to all the strong women. May we know them, may we be them, and may we raise them.
Nhlaleni bahle njalo.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
This is Madiba's Radio News.
Greetings, this is the Law Show and Science Package coming with your news. Starting with your headlines, two male suspects awaiting court due to possession of firearms. We're going to be talking about how we bid farewell to the legendary actress Nandi Nyembe and growing concerns over violent spikes at schools. These are your news brought to you by Yada KC. A series of anonymous tip-offs lead to the capture of two male suspects in two separate incidents in the OR Tambo district in Qumbu on the 23rd of August 2025. At dawn's break in the Upper Kiha area in the Maseleni locality, members of the Stock Theft Task Unit rushed into a homestead where a suspect came out with a firearm pointed at the officers before he was shot and subdued. Two firearms were found at the scene, and one being unlicensed, hidden under his mattress, and a licensed one which he was using. Preliminary reports disclosed that the unlicensed firearm belonged to a 63-year-old man from Qabega. The 55-year-old suspect was taken to the hospital where he waits for court while recovering under police guard. And in the same day, in the Mdeni locality, takes place the second incident where a 19-year-old was captured with two unlicensed firearms with ammunition. He will be appearing before the Qumbu Magistrates Court on the 25th of August on two counts of the above charges. We mourn the sad passing of veteran actress and legend Nandi Nyembe, who passed on at the age of 75 after struggling with illness for a while. Not only a decorated legend on the screen, she is described to be an inspiration to many and the pride of her Soweto residents. She was the pride and inspiration for many who pursued acting, seeing her as the breaker to many barriers that they faced. Although wheelchair-bound in the last years of her life, her grandson, Jabulani Nyembe, states that she was still full of life, extremely loving and caring, and there's nothing that she wouldn't do to sacrifice for her family. There's growing concerns about learners resorting to excessive violence to solve their problems. The prevalent attacks and violent behavior in schools has become a concern in all parts of the country, with reports each week showing teachers having to deal with such incidents and learners being violent towards each other. Eastern Cape Police spokesperson Brigadier Nobuntu Kantana says a 17-year-old learner from the Eastern Cape is expected to appear in the Alice Magistrates Court on a charge of attempted murder and robbery. He allegedly robbed, stabbed, and dumped a fellow learner into a pit toilet last week. In another incident, a learner from the Trenners Park north of Durban was found with a large kitchen knife lodged in his neck. This was after a fight allegedly ensued on their way home from school with peers. Reaction Unit South Africa, the RUSA director, Prim Balram, says they deal with this daily, and when these victims come to them complaining they have been robbed, they point to other students, which is a shame. Learners, teachers and parents no longer feel safe with being or sending their children to school grounds anymore with this spike of crimes happening around school grounds, and call for serious action to be taken. That is our news. Recapping on your headlines, two male suspects await court due to possession of firearms. We bid farewell to legendary actress Nandi Nyembe and growing concerns over violence spike at schools. Heading straight to the Science Package and Law Show, that was your news by Yada KC.
Send your stories to news.madibasradio@mandela.ac.za.
That's on period. There you have it. Those were our news headlines. Yo, a lot of things are going down.
A lot is happening.
Hey, like even the sad part. Oh, like Listen, there's why are so many people passing on? It's actually sad.
It's so sad and it's scary.
It is.
At the same time, because you never know what's going to happen.
True.
And as much as yes, life is not guaranteed, the third part is that everybody passes on due to violence.
Ish. And that's the like the tragic part. It's not even like, you know, you sleep and then it's like peaceful.
Yeah.
It's like, whoo.
We would understand illness.
Yeah.
We would understand natural causes, as you just said.
Mm.
But the violence.
It's the violence.
Why is there such a spike of violence? And it's not just the schools that we just heard about, but everywhere. GBV. Guys, concerts. We're scared to go to concerts
We're
now.
Scared to go outside even. Like
outside.
Like, it's just, you never know. Are you going to get shot? Are you going to get, like...
There's a lot happening.
Like, there's just a
it
lot.
It says a lot about the state of our country.
Ish.
And the world.
Literally.
At large, because I feel like our defense systems are just too low.
True. I feel like we need to really, like, lock in and, like, actually, like, be more
if
on the defense.
Only our officials could see the need. I love how it's going a little bit, but yes, they're too focused on the corruption part for now.
True. Like,
they're too focused on the Mkhwanazi part,
you know,
now. But we need another savior or another Mkhwanazi to come and deal with this part of the violence.
And like lock in. Even if it means that the national army is just on the streets every day, we just see them. It's if it helps, then
if it helps, it helps. Please just do something.
You know, like, we've got to do something. So,
a lot is happening.
A lot is happening. And this leads us to introduce ourselves. Welcome to the Law Show and Science Package. Hey, listen, I feel like Law Show and Science Package, they're like besties at this point. We need to find a new name. We need to find a new combination.
Yeah, they need to have something.
We need to have a talk
that defines both of them.
You know, because we were thinking law package, science.
I like the law package.
Nee.
I like that.
I like that.
I like that. Yeah.
Or even like the LS show.
Yeah.
Like, I like the acronym.
LS.
It can work. Okay, we're cooking.
Okay. Give us a chance.
Like,
let us cook.
We're getting there. Maybe next week you'll see, hey, we knocked in on it. You know? But of course, this is Madiba's Radio Podcast. And my name is Tsoke Telondlovu, the brightest star on podcast. Once Tsoke is on your airwaves, nothing will ever be the same. And of course, I'm not alone. I'm with the iconic, the spectacular. Listen, I feel like you're even a celebrity at this point. Like,
oh.
You're like Madiba's Radio's biggest celebrity.
Don't
Miss Yara KC.
Don't flatter me.
I want to see that name on billboards.
From billboards, your mouth to God's ears, darling.
Period.
It is Yara KC, your girl from MP, right here on the Law Show and Science Package. We are bringing you everything law and science. You cannot wait for all the information that we are about to overload on you.
Literally.
Clear that mind, darling. Mm-hmm. Clear that mind, because you need to pack it up.
Exactly.
For we're everything
gonna be
we're bringing.
It.
Analysis. Mm. Everything. We're bringing it to
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Because there is a lot to cover.
I'm
looking at
There's a lot happening in our world and our country that we need to dabble on.
Definitely.
And talk about.
And I'm even confused now, because I'm like, should we start local, like NMU, or should we start like the big monsters first and then bring
and
it
then
local?
And bring it down.
Which direction would you say like we should go about it?
Let's start big.
Oh, you want to start big?
Let's start big.
Like international big?
I think we can.
Okay.
I think we can.
Let's start international. Mm-hmm. With Miss Serena Williams.
Ooh.
Miss Serena Williams, yeah, there's a lot going on with her. Now, recently, Serena Williams was featured in an ad by RO, which is a direct-to-patient healthcare company, endorsing GLP, which is a glucagon-like peptide receptor against treatments for, like, Ozempic and Mounjaro. Mm-hmm. But it's also, like, primarily used for, like, diabetes.
Okay.
So recently in the ad, she was kind of actually describing how her body has changed since childbirth and how difficult it was to lose weight besides, you know, exercising and dieting. So she admitted to take this GLP-1.
Okay.
And advertising throughout the ad that, like, after taking it, she lost 31 pounds.
Wow.
I mean... And listen, this announcement had a lot of mixed reactions amongst fans and observers. Some were even questioning how she could even gain approval for the drug when, like, for example, many other patients, diabetic patients who need these drugs, basically, urgently, they are denied access, yet Miss Serena or, like, celebrities can
for
just...
For weight loss.
You know?
as much as we're not looking down on weight loss, but diabetes is literally chronic.
Exactly.
A chronic illness. Someone who has diabetes needs it. You may, to you, it may be a want because you can still have other options.
Yeah.
They don't have an option.
It's like if they don't have it, it's chai.
Yes.
So.
And yet, I feel like this is a big no-no to everyone who was in the production of this ad.
Yeah.
Everyone. What did you even learn marketing, darling?
Literally, because also when you think of a figure like Serena Williams,
decorated athletic.
Tick.
And now,
here's Ozempic. Like, it's giving that jeans ad by Sydney Sweetie vibes. it's giving that. It's really
honestly, and it says a lot to what they think about people. Because if you are trying to put a product out there, I would expect you to look at everyone it impacts.
True.
Since there is the talk for diabetes, there is the talk for weight loss,
why
not try and make it look like it works together?
Exactly.
Yes.
Instead of now...
just focusing on the weight loss. Because that's what it says to this person that we're trying to use for the campaign. No, guys.
Like, it doesn't make sense. Even like when you look on TikTok and people who have tried Ozempic, people say that like for some it works, for others, yes, it works, but the health consequences.
Yes, there are risks. Yes, there are risks to everything.
True.
Everything. But then at the same time, are those risks major?
True.
Or just minor risks? Yeah, I can deal with it.
And is it worth it at the end of the day? Because I guess it also speaks on the broader issue of like, you know, body image and body standards in the industry.
That's what I wanted to say. However, it does help. I've seen quite a few creators on TikTok. You could tell, man, self-esteem up, girl. Yeah,
it's
man.
She's like, hey, you know.
She's feeling herself. And I love that for them.
Definitely.
I love it. When it works, it works. That's good. However, if now it's a pill that has broader use, I would expect that we all engage.
True.
If I'm making an ad, I would want maybe two people. One who describes this other demographic of people and the other. Weight loss and illness.
Exactly.
And then we merge it together.
And even in the aspect of like weight loss, I feel like using Serena Williams is not, because at the end of the day, like, this may be a generalization, but like prior to childbirth and everything, she was already fit. Her body was already at a very fit point. And so her losing weight is going to be much easier.
You know
easier.
Something, Nick?
Yeah.
While they're about celebrities, their weight gain is not the weight gain that we look
hey.
At. She's probably talking about a few pounds on the thighs.
Literally.
And butt. And that's what we look at, like, fine girl.
Like.
They want a certain body image that we do not even really look at and say, that's bad.
You know?
To us, you're still good.
Good. Like, it's like, wow.
Yeah, to us, it's wow. Yeah, I see the pregnancy part and it worked well for you. And she might be saying, actually, I don't like it.
And it's like, we look at it, as you said, and we're like,
Hi, boo. What do you mean you don't like?
You're looking fine.
Not to be insensitive, but I don't understand where you're coming from.
True. And even the pressure of how, like...
there are so many other people they could have used.
Literally.
Who's on a weight loss journey? A very public weight loss journey. Lizzo.
Yes.
They could have used Lizzo.
So.
Because she's literally the epitome of weight loss right now. And I love what it's done for her. Yes, she didn't use pills. I think I read somewhere that she actually did say that it was all gym.
Definitely.
It was all, hard work. But she could be like the epitome of weight loss.
True.
You see, she's a perfect example of you can go from this to this.
To this.
When you're
possible.
Serious.
Mm.
Yes. And then she could put it in the aspect of a pill.
You know, like...
there are so many other people that could have used.
But Serena Williams...
she's athletic. Her body's used to exercise.
Mm.
Her body's already shaped in a certain way due to whatever type of routine she uses for gym. So,
and
how are we supposed to trust that the pill is the thing that
literally,
worked?
And
guys, we're no longer that... what's that word? Not knowledgeable. We can see... you're not going to lie to us.
Literally.
And this generation analyzes everything.
We dig deep. We really dig deep.
Everything deep. So if you're putting someone like that, we're going to look at them and their background, everything. Mm. We're analyzing the situation and be like, uh-uh, guys.
Like, come on now.
You could have used somebody else.
Somebody else.
We're not that dumb, hey?
Honestly,
they could have been more sensitive to the illness part, to how it would affect people who actually need this. And this speaks to our government and healthcare system.
True.
We could actually raise our voices more when it comes to access to medication for chronic illnesses, especially.
Definitely.
To things that you cannot, you can't help it.
It.
Yes. It's not something that I could say, I can take it when I want.
Especially in a South African context, imagine if like Ozempic like comes here, because I know it is already here, but it's like, So imagine if like all of a sudden these influencers and celebrities start using it. Already our healthcare system is going to cause a... Hey.
Yeah, there's going to be an imbalance.
True.
But yeah, what can we say?
What can we say indeed? Because at the end of the day, this is why you need great marketing officers on your team.
Creativity, guys.
Literally.
They could have been creative about this whole thing. At this point, they should just go and ask all Nandos. One thing I've realized, the consistency of Nando's marketing team, PR team, and what's the other one? There was a time when they were like on a little battle nyana with
Chicken Licken
and Pedro's and whatnot. Those people, their marketing teams, yes, we understand it's in the franchise view, and they have more content to work with.
Yeah.
But also, anything. You could use anything. Just be creative about it.
Mm.
They just need better marketing, honestly.
Definitely. Like, why don't you have
and
the
not
marketing?
Be lazy about it.
Hey.
Yeah, it's not always about your celebrity influencer that's going to make us look at your product.
Definitely.
It's about what they stand for, what they're saying on the ad.
And will it resonate with the people?
Exactly.
And unfortunately, we can't resonate with Serena Williams.
I'm sorry. We love you, but not in this aspect.
Yeah, we can't.
If it was a sports Nike ad, I would be there.
Yeah.
I would be there. But weight loss. We're not disregarding her journey. We're not looking down on it or undermining it. But not on the pill side.
Definitely.
Had it been about weight loss in terms of running... Gym. I would be there.
Yeah, I would be like, Vele, like, let's lock
definitely.
In.
Definitely.
Mm.
But pills.
It's like, what are you trying to say? Because now it also affects her brand and her credibility as well.
Exactly.
Because now every time we look at her, it's like, so now with your fit body, is it because of
is
the pill?
Is it because of the pill?
Or is it because of you? Athlete?
Now it undermines gym.
True.
Hard work.
And her career now.
Exactly.
So,
You see? And also, it speaks to the aspect of like, okay, this now comes from the perspective of maybe women's health.
Mm.
Are we trying to say that it's difficult to go back to your body after childbirth?
That's an interesting question.
Are we trying to say it's not possible without pills or certain measures?
Exactly. You know, so it's
exactly.
Like
it could be a big thing,
definitely.
A broad topic if people were to decide to actually stay on it and dig deep and analyze it and actually drag it down part by part
into like the crust of it, because it even asks the other question of like, is there even like, so like in a scenario where you can't go back to your previous body, is it a problem?
Do we not like our postpartum bodies?
You know?
Is it not supposed to be something we must celebrate?
And feel love within?
Exactly.
Now it's a whole conversation of like, you know,
you
body positivity.
You're a person. Come on.
Like,
you're supposed to actually say taps to myself.
Like 9 months carrying a baby. Hey,
that's big.
It's big.
You're creating human life.
Because at the end of the day, like, pregnancy is something you can die from.
It's a life or death situation.
Literally.
And then now... this could be a narrative to say, after all that, please try back and try and go back.
Like, imagine. It's like a slap in the face to all mothers. Like,
they should be more careful.
Yeah, they should.
They should be more careful.
Especially in 2025. Not
at this time.
In the 90s, I would.
Hence, I said, we are a very, very a narrative generation.
Mm.
We want to check everything.
Every single detail, we are there. And I love that about us.
I love that. It's very good for us.
Mm.
We've achieved so much because of it.
True.
So they should probably just take a step back. And this would be to every marketing team and every person, production team or whatever. Always be sure that whatever you do, hey, guys, do not play with us.
Literally, because we'll come for you.
Do not play with us. Do your research.
Mm.
Do your research about whatever you're trying to put out there. And once it's out there, listen to the media.
Listen to the people.
Listen to the people. If it means retracting and refining, do it.
Do it. We'll respect you for that.
It's just a cartoon perspective.
Mm.
There was a Shrek movie that was about to come out.
Yeah.
They did a trailer. Dragged. Act.
They were like, what is this?
What is this? So
like, take it back.
They took it back.
Mm.
I loved that. That shows that you listened and you rectified.
Right.
They could use it also in this, especially the health industry. This is so important. It's a very important thing because it deals with literally a person. Health.
Literally. So
health is everything.
Now they're playing games with the health conversation. It's like, come on now.
Come on.
Let's not do that.
Let's not do that.
Because I'm waiting for the apology. I'm waiting for that apology paragraph
on social
media. Like,
I'm waiting for
it. Dear public, we are so sorry type of thing. Like, hey, but companies these days, sometimes they're like, we stand on it. Vela Vela, we did that. They don't see a problem. You're like,
I guess we'll just have to see.
We just have to see what they do from here.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to apologize? Are they going to retract? Or are they just going to keep quiet and be like,
Hey.
It's a difficult one. It's a difficult one. But I feel like it's the perfect time for us to take it back to South Africa for a bit. Because a lot is happening, especially on the legal side. And one thing we love and maybe also dislike about South Africa, we all know these people, the taxi industry. The taxi industry.
Oh, a lot is going on
there. A lot is going on. Because, listen, their beef with the e-hailing services is getting more intense.
And it's no longer just intense, it's dangerous now.
It is.
Now it poses a danger to everyone surrounding it. I remember there was a time, I don't know if it was last year or 2 years back, where there was a taxi strike, I think, to the point that somebody lost their life.
Really?
Due to them wanting to go to work. I think it was something like that.
And they just wanted to go to work. Imagine, like, you just wanted to go get that bag.
With my own car.
So.
But because the taxis were striking. Which I don't understand. If you're striking as a taxi association or as the taxi people, why not strike at the rank or something?
Thing where it's like, okay, it makes
why must
sense.
You close the road for everyone?
Like.
People who pay it all now can't drive on that road that they pay for.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
It really doesn't.
And now, 2 years after, we're dealing with this one.
Dealing with the same issue. And even now,
another life lost due to this.
When will it end?
When will it end?
Like, this is becoming a serious problem that I feel like the government is not taking very seriously. Because transport is everything. We need to get around. We need to, be able
to. It's a need. It's a need.
And I feel like already the public transport system in SA could do so much better because...
Exactly.
Because there's not much options. There's really not much options to travel around.
Yeah. And those options are now overpriced. The minimum options that we have, they're now overpriced.
Like, for example, imagine you just want to go play games at Bay West. 250 Rand Uber. Ha!
You know,
ha.
You could stay for 4 years in PE and go to Bay West once.
Literally.
Just because of the pricing. Because of the pricing.
And even if you decide to take a taxi, I heard apparently you have to take three trips. It's like, okay, first you have to take one to town, from then town to Causton, then from Causton. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot. And especially if you're not familiar with how it works this side.
You could get lost.
True.
You could get lost.
And we all know that, like, if you don't know what you're doing in a taxi rank,
That's another thing we need to talk about. I feel like that's where the violence stems from.
Mm.
You see how not all of them, but some taxi drivers have a very bad attitude towards their customers. People who they look to say, this is my bread.
Mm.
But still, you're being rude to the same people. If I'm lost, you can't say, why are you TTs?
Like,
I'm lost.
How?
I don't know this place.
Mm.
The thing, the least you could do is just say, where are you going? I'm going to the side. Okay, take this taxi.
Mm.
They will put you in another one. That's it.
But now you need to...
There's always this attitude. I don't know if they expect us to just come knowing.
Mm.
But that's not how it works. That's not even how life works.
Looks.
But somehow we find these people who... Sometimes it could be a bad day.
Mm.
You woke up on the wrong side of bed. And in the service industry, you're offering a service. You're supposed to smile out and apply.
Like, it's part of the job.
It's
come
part
on
of the
now.
Job. Customer service says you're supposed to smile at me. Even if I'm lost, I'm fiddling around. I don't know how to even talk to you. I'm scared.
It.
You're supposed to be calm and just ask me, what is it? And I'll be able to articulate myself and say, okay, this is where I'm trying to go. I don't know the way or whatever.
And even in the language aspect of things, because...
Now it goes to another big thing. Of language barriers.
Yeah.
Bilingual.
Hey! It's just like...
There's a lot.
And like, such reasons makes people very like averse to taking taxis.
And then we go to e-hailing, which now also is a problem, which leads to the Santaco notes and statements coming out, and all these false communications that are coming out. And I have something there.
Ooh, let's hear it. Drop it. Drop the tea.
If this communication of saying that a car can't have two or more people, even if it's your family, and Santaco is claiming that this did not come from the council, it's a false communication or false whatever, why aren't they dealing with it?
True.
Why aren't they trying to find the root of who said that, who dispersed it,
and
deal with them? Reprimand them.
And be like, yo, what are you saying?
Exactly. If it means taking them out of the taxi industry, let them go.
Because
they're the start of all this trouble that we're dealing with right now.
Literally. And it's like it's an issue that's like, you would think that's like, it's so far from us, but it's like, it happens to most people, to everyone.
Most people.
I even remember there was a time last year where I had Uber to like Green Acres.
Mm-hmm.
And like, coming back to Summer Strand, I remember I requested from like a certain entrance.
Okay.
I don't know. Keep it by. I don't know that you can't request from certain entrances at certain malls. So when I requested, the first time the Uber driver canceled because they're like, nah, you need to use another entrance. I think it was the ShopRite entrance.
Okay.
Where it's like...
Yeah, the one at the back.
Yeah.
You don't use that one. Yeah.
I found out the
same way.
That you... And I used...
The driver was like, please just go to the other one.
Literally.
I'll find you there. I'm not going there.
And I went to the other one. I don't know what one it is. I forgot. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, it's... But I know the other one, basically, I requested from there. And the driver came. But then a taxi also came.
Oh.
And fought with the driver saying, nah, I must get in the taxi.
But now I ask myself, what if I don't want to pay you?
Literally.
Cause I chose the mode of transport that I want to use. You are forcing me to get in your taxi. I'm not going to pay.
Hey.
That's not the service I wanted.
Exactly.
If I'm coming to NMU, I expect my e-hailing or Uber driver to put me in the gate, drop me off at the gate.
Literally.
Of SSV. If now you're a taxi, you're going to drop me off at the bus stop. I didn't want to be dropped off there.
Imagine you have groceries now and it's raining. Now you need to... We can't be doing
that. I don't understand what their violence is all going to be about. And then I saw a statement where they said, which I feel like it's a lack of accountability on their part, where the association was saying that with everything that has happened due to the taxi thingy, with the said passing of that driver,
yeah,
and everything that has been happening, yes, as much as the taxi industry is dealing with it. But however, they are blaming the police because the police should have taken measures first quickly to say that a person does not pass on.
Yeah, definitely.
And to deal with like those drivers, you know, who don't want to take note of that. People don't want your service right now. Yes, agreed. Police are supposed to actually, because they are supposed to be like your immediate response.
Definitely.
If I'm calling you, if I'm calling 10111 now, I expect them in 5-10 minutes. Yes. Nyana. Be here. Help me. That could have solved so many things. We wouldn't be talking about a fatality right now.
True.
However, also the association, these people do it because they know that the association is not going to do anything. The police might attend to the case, but the person knows after their bail hearing, they're going back to the taxi rank to take their taxi and drive around.
Literally.
Because the association is not going to do anything. So it's a lack of accountability also on their side. Because yes, as much as the police are working, what are you as the employer of that person, as the association that employs these people, what are you doing? The employees know that I could do all these things. People would report me. And I'd get a slap on the wrist.
Just be like, okay.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Just keep it on the low, you know. And Vela, it goes back to like the association. Like, come on now. Like,
had the drivers been scared of the consequences from their association first.
They wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah, it wouldn't be this bad.
But because association's just like, oh, they close their eyes and hope for the best. And they just like,
the fact
know,
that the association only comes now. They were quiet when that fatality happened. When that incident happened, I didn't see a statement.
So
now, only now, they're starting to say, okay, we'll take everything and put it into one statement. And that says a lot about them.
It does.
That says a lot about, especially as a national association. I would understand that small rank association from your home or whatever.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah,
okay. I'm not degrading Mbam Mkize, but
yeah, you know, you could see how we could get away. Like,
yes, you could see how he wouldn't understand the severity of the problem. Nah. But as the national association, I would think you would be on the forefront of everything.
And just be like, yeah, when I like, what is going on?
Deal with the association until to the rank, deal with all the parts and whatever steps that need to be taken until you find the stem of the root of the problem.
And I feel like it all goes back to, I feel like the association just feels like they're invincible. They just feel like, nah, we own the roads. Mm-hmm. We are just with the scorecards, you know, like we're untouchable. Even the police are scared of us, like. We could do whatever we want. And it's
not
just
even
like,
being scared. They're in cohorts with them. That's the problem.
Ooh, literally.
The problem is we have relatives.
Hey.
In the police station.
Connections.
Yeah, I have people of mine. I don't know if my person or my employee does this, I can go there and be like, I surely Baba Nkosiyam.
You know, and if it's not the police station, the government.
The government.
Because you find out maybe, you know, the higher ups in the high court, they're also just like, you know.
Everyone's just looking the other way.
You know, I guess as they say, everybody has a price. Hey.
At this point, I feel like most things that are happening around us, if we want solutions, we're just going to have to stand up for ourselves.
Yeah.
Do it ourselves. I've seen, we have a lot of examples that we could put in the table to say, actually, our voices do more than their statements, more than even their actions sometimes.
True.
Our voices do more than that. Our voices actually push to them acting. You've seen a lot of cases where the public, social media, had to be in an uproar first before we could see the government doing something.
Because had that not happened?
Had there been nothing said on social media, they wouldn't do anything. They were still quiet. Probably, maybe an incident took place 3 weeks ago. They were quiet the whole time. And then after the public is like, you know what? Let's talk about this.
Cause
let's say something. That's when you start seeing them up and down. Now they're doing something.
And it's like, how many cases and how many like unfortunate scenarios is going to happen
before they actually do something?
Because unfortunately, yes, we can all go to social media and be like, yeah, you know, people, let's come together and rally. But sometimes, firstly, not everybody has the social media influence too. So many stories go unnoticed.
Exactly.
So even that avenue at sometimes doesn't always work to our favor. But yet now when we have to also take into more unlawful territory, we have to now act in ways that are questionable. All of a sudden, we're the bad people. All of a sudden, now we have to be put in jail. No bail. 20 years. Hypo.
Just because we're trying to fight to have a voice. It says a lot about our government. They honestly need to do better.
Like, and this is also reminding me about NMU and the whole striking issues, you know.
You remember?
Hmm.
That actually opened our eyes to say, we're on our own.
Hey!
We're kind of on our own here.
Because
I remember somebody actually said it and said, I now realize that our institutions are actually a business.
Oof, and that's the sad truth.
They care about all the money, profit, revenue. You, hey!
It doesn't matter. Hey. No. Just keep quiet and just obey.
You are our way to the revenue. As long as you give us our money,
sharp.
That's it.
But if you start
if
complaining,
you're not getting yours, hey,
that's your own baby.
Figure your own, yeah.
Literally. And if you want to now come and cause chaos, we'll arrest you. Criminal record.
Yeah. They'll just court order.
Hey.
Private security.
And you're just like, how did they get the money?
Rubber bullets.
Hey.
What's the money for the private security if you're not giving it to us?
We're hungry, but yet.
We're hungry. I can see hunger, I feel like it's better to be hungry under shelter.
Yeah.
The accommodation thing, that was so sad.
It is.
That was tragic.
It was really tragic.
Seeing students outside, in halls, out there in the cold. And yet, it was like they're taking baby steps.
Yes.
Not running towards a solution. It was so sad.
Because at the end of the day, as a university, your responsibility is to make sure that all your students...
We can blame our representatives all we want, but the solution has to be agreed upon by the university. As much as they try to represent us and all that, if the university is like, you'll talk all you want. you'll talk all you want. I'm not going to do what you're saying. It's still...
It's chai, basically.
Yeah, it's still not anything. It's still not beneficial for anyone.
And I feel like that's one aspect we barely look at when it comes to like student politics.
Mm-hmm.
We can, a lot of the representatives and the parties in NMU and like all these varsities, we can strike, we can throw bullets, we can do anything. But if the institution says no, it's chai.
If their stance is just, we're not moving. We're not moving from this no. This is no.
No.
And no is no.
No.
You can't do anything about it. We would push our representatives, we'd push our student council to do more, do something. They are doing something. They're going for meetings. Yes, as much as sometimes it may seem like they're doing it all for social media, but they actually are doing it.
True.
They actually are attending that meeting rather than not attending.
And
they are
the
trying
effort.
To put out a voice, to put out suggestions. But if our top managers in the institution are saying no,
then
they can't force their hand.
Literally, because at the end of the day, they're just students. What can they do? Like,
they're also like us.
Like,
they're also students.
And so,
we could do better, honestly.
We could do better as a country, Shem.
The government could do better. I feel like if the corruption would lessen, a lot of these things would be solved.
Literally.
A lot, especially on the financial side.
You.
Economic side. We could be better.
We could be flourishing.
Yeah.
The rand could be looking amazing. Because, that's even a whole other conversation. The rand manipulation.
Listen. To the inquiry that is happening right now. All about corruption. All about corruption.
Like, what does this say about our government? What must happen now? The
Why
next
do we
election.
We need to have so many brief meetings, inquiries. Why do we need to have the likes of Mkhwanazi being chased because they're trying to stop corruption?
Like,
a person is being hunted, investigated. He's the criminal. Whereas he's the one trying to fight the crime.
Criminal.
The fact that, I'm sure this was spoken about because it was a big thing.
Mm.
The fact that the person who we are actually investigating was given leave to go and sit down. You're supposed to keep that person under your eye.
Literally.
When you're investigating.
Now, they just...
And you give them leave. Immediately leave.
On what grounds?
On what grounds? We can't even hear the what grounds exactly.
That's private information.
Yeah. On a need-to-know basis. Kanjan. When it's our government. A lot needs to be said.
I feel like the next elections, yeah.
I want to say it's going to be hectic, but I know.
Hey. And that's just the sad part. We're always like, the next elections.
Complain. And say our minds are clear. But when the elections come, one campaign, people go back. One takeaway.
Hey.
One t-shirt.
Back. Aye. And that's true, Shem.
It's so sad.
And also goes back to, as the youth, are we voting?
We are.
Mm.
To be honest, I saw a change.
I did. The last election, I saw a lot of young people.
A lot of young people actually, they tried.
Mm.
And I feel like the GNU actually was achieved due to them.
Yes.
Because if it had it been our adults alone.
You.
A repeat.
Repeat of what we've been going through.
Of everything.
Hey.
Repeat. But the GNU was achieved because our youth actually saw the need to vote. And to be there, yeah, and make a change. I can only hope that with the next one, now we are sure what we want.
Yes.
Because even the GNU, it seems like...
There's a lot of confusion there.
There's a lot happening there. Because why are they not united? Can't look you one. What's the U for?
Like...
There's no unity there. Instead, they're fighting each other now in their positions.
All for the sake of showing, I'm better. Oh, I'm the skok.
You know, it started well because there was one who did this, one who would stand for the people. You see, whenever one wants to initiate something, let's look at how the people are going to be affected.
Yeah.
One looks at that part. Now,
it's getting personal in the courtroom.
It's getting personal.
How?
Parliament is all about personal issues now. And I'm like, okay.
Why are we losing the plot?
Exactly.
Like, you guys can sort out your personal issues
later,
but now we need to talk about the country.
We can deal with the criminal offenses and everything. Let's look at us. We're still struggling. Nothing is happening in the country. I'm not seeing any improvement. We're still stagnant.
Literally. And that's the sad part.
There was a talk right now that was being, actually it's still being investigated about how the IDP, I don't know how they blew millions in your tenders and whatnot, an oxygen plant tender or something. Millions. I'm not talking about 15 million.
It's like
800, hundreds of millions.
So much money just...
That was blown away. And you would not even understand. It was something about paperwork being done wrong, which is not paperwork being done wrong. It was like, someone who knew what they were doing.
They knew they had a plan.
Yeah. If I'm negotiating with you and I'm saying, okay, I'm going to pay you 500. And then on the paperwork, I say 200. And you sign, you didn't read. Now, who knew what they were doing? I knew.
True.
Why would I write 200 if I knew that verbally we agreed on...
500.
Exactly.
So it goes back to those small things if it's
they were supposed
small.
To be dealing with this to help the country. Oh, I don't know why people are so greedy.
The love
of greed
money.
They talk about in the Bible.
Hey.
This is that type of greed.
Literally.
The one we're seeing.
Hey.
Oh, son.
Just to go take those millions and build these mansions and things that don't really matter. In the
thing that annoys me the most, I would understand. I would also want to mention name.
True.
Why do I need 5 of them?
Exactly. Like, that's extra.
Why would I need 5 of them?
Because you're not going to live in any of them. Let's start there. Like, they're just going to sit empty just for the sake of, yeah, I have 5 mentions. Like,
guys, a lot is happening.
Like, a lot is happening. You're high. But on the legal end of things as well, South Africa's newest judicial commission, the Mandlanga Commission.
Mm-hmm.
is gearing up to be investigated for alleged corruption in our criminal justice system. Our president, Mr. Cupcake, has just gazetted the regulation that will govern this inquiry. Now, the regulation explicitly clarifies how evidence and witness testimony will be handled, where any witness who testifies or self-incriminates cannot later be persecuted for those admissions. Okay, this is interesting.
So, you're given immunity?
Basically, you're given immunity.
For your testimony.
That, like, okay, if you confessed, you can't be charged like 20 years later.
Carry on.
Now, this was designed to encourage people to speak openly without fear of automatic criminal charges. Mm-hmm. However, the flip side is, if somebody gives a false testimony or refuses completely, they could face criminal charges. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And it also reveals strong investigative tools of it can search and seize documents or property if needed to gather evidence, which I love that.
I love that. That's good. Well, I guess everything has its ups and downs.
True.
It has its pros and cons. Because it sounds nice on paper, but now thinking about it, giving you immunity and then you're going to tell us about murders, would that be fair on the people that you would be talking about that you did something to?
That's the exact thing I was thinking about.
But now you have immunity.
Because you confess. And even it's like, let's say you confess, but it wasn't like in like a court. You were just like, yeah, I did that.
But because now you signed that immunity deal.
You're free. We must just forget about your crimes.
Exactly. Because
it's like...
It's good on paper. It sounds good on paper. However, the realistic part of it...
It could actually do more damage than good.
Mm-hmm. Not only on the legal side. Yes, very big on the legal side. Because now it would seem like our justice system is not working because how do you give immunity to maybe a big time criminal?
Literally.
Because I feel like this is how things are going to go. We're going to fight big things about these people who are going to be witnesses. And if they decide, let me just release everything.
You know, a young tweet.
Clear my chest. You know. And then they do, even if it's on the witness stand or wherever, but because they know they have immunity, they give us these gruesome crimes that they did. Now, we can't do anything about it.
We must just sit back and accept. And it's just like, how?
And knowing people, knowing hurt, knowing pain.
Hey.
I feel like this is going to be a leeway for more crimes.
True.
If I find out that you did something to my family through this thing, I'm not going to care about your immunity. That's with you and the government, not me. You see, some people might have that mindset.
Exactly.
To say, I'll deal with this with my own hands. I'll take it into my own hands since the government decided to give you immunity. However, on the corruption side, it's good. Because if the crimes are more economic, political, we might actually find out what's happening. Because as much as they're transparent, they're not transparent at all.
Are they ever?
They're not. As much as they do give some information, this would actually help us have a little bit of a binocular vision into what's happening in our economy deeper than what we're being told.
Like just unveiling the skeletons and just letting it all bare now.
Because that would help us to actually see that, to see what is happening with our money, finances, and why so many people are quiet.
True.
If somebody talks to what's happening to them, or what they did to others, that would tell us, oh, no wonder people are quiet.
Because
it's that bad, or it's that better, Babon. It's good, in a way.
Like, we see what they're trying to
cook.
We
see the balance.
But also...
Although it's imbalanced. It's yeah.
Like, it can get complex. It can get really complex.
It's very complicated. As much as it sounds...
Juicy.
Yeah, it sounds very... Black and white, there's a big gray area.
True.
A very large gray area.
That if dealt with wrong, it can open, can cause chaos, can cause unruliness in the whole country, basically.
In the whole country. And should people pay attention to it? A lot of people, which we're actually doing right now.
we're telling
people
what's
happening. And should people take it seriously? And we listen to the whole inquiry and how it's going to go. And if the testimonies are made public to us, it's going to be a lot.
It is going to be a lot.
It's going to be a lot. But we hope it does good.
True.
More good than bad.
Bad.
We can only hope that the skeletons are going to be out there. And whoever is given immunity, they don't abuse it.
True. They actually, like, it's deserved.
Yeah.
And it's like, we're not giving...
But then, since the conditions are that they don't give false testimony, so, yeah.
I feel like we need lie detectors in court.
We do. Like, however, there are people who are very good at lying.
You can't even rely on that anymore.
Yeah. It's not 100%.
So, now, we just have to trust that you are speaking from the heart. But we can't even trust.
We can only rely on the evidence that's going to be found.
True. At least we can go into people's houses and...
I hope that those warrants, they don't come with a lot of conditions.
True.
Yeah, because sometimes there's a lot of conditions that comes with getting evidence. And you'd wonder, why do we need so much? Yes, we understand that privacy and whatnot, but this person is a criminal. No. You already know now.
That they did fishy behavior. So I feel like we should be given the opportunity to investigate where we need to investigate, especially if we know 100% the evidence is there.
All I can say, I hope during these inquiries, they give way for investigative journalists.
Yes.
To get in there.
Mm-hmm.
I trust those people.
Investigative journalists, they're locked in. They know what is real. And they're going to give the truth to the people.
Yes. Hence why they need to be in that court or in that space where all of this is going to be happening.
Because the legal system...
They are the ones that are going to be able to tackle and analyze each person, what they're saying, if it's true, go and look, fact check if what they said was actually what they meant and what happened. I trust them.
Like
we were dealing with one right now who tried to bribe a journalist.
Oh yeah.
In order for them not to release what they were doing.
You see?
I trust journalists.
It's like they know what's happening.
I hope they're gonna be in that space. I hope they're gonna give them the platform to be in that space.
Because I feel like
also another thing. They could be trying to deal with it, but also at the same time just be trying to
hide it under the rug, you know?
Or just distract us from other things that are actually happening.
True.
Yeah, so you can't really...
can't really get into it because it's like...
You always have to have one eye this side.
That side, because...
Yeah, looking at everything.
Because if you miss something, it can catch up later, then now it's a whole...
And if you pay attention too much to the distraction, you miss the main focus.
True. Because I feel like one thing about like culture is that there's so many distractions from actual things that are going down.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't be distracted by whatever going, these silly court battles and, you know, these social media, it's like, we need to focus on the bigger picture.
Hopefully with the inquiry, as we were actually talking about how we need our economy to come back up.
Yes.
Hopefully with these types of things, the inquiry, Kwanazi doing his thing, and others who seem to be actually coming out of the shadows and also being encouraged to do more when it comes to fighting corruption, we'll see a change maybe in the next year or two.
True.
Yeah. I'm hopeful.
You know,
we need to be optimistic at some point.
Like,
because if we're always going to dwell on the bad,
then
we're never going to go out of this dark space that we're in.
Definitely. Like, we just need to hope for the best.
Yeah.
Because if we don't, it's chai. But I feel like to lighten the mood and get a more positive aspect of things, you know, let's take it back to NMU for a moment. Because recently, actually, NMU and Eskom are partnering up. There's a partnership now. We're rolling with the big dogs now.
Electricity overload.
Hey, no more power outages at
electricity
NMU.
Overloading.
Hey. But like Nelson Mandela University and Eskom have signed a memorandum of agreement of the North Campus Auditorium, marking the beginning of a partnership focused on engineering research and postgraduate support.
Okay.
Now, in summary, this partnership is set to do is provide students as well as have academic research and opportunities for students to kind of trailblaze within the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is actually like very
very beautiful.
Hmm. because at the end of the day, we need that. We know unemployment.
Yeah, and it's sad because we have a lot of engineering students.
We do.
Especially NMU. Oh, I don't know how many engineering types of engineering that we have. We have your civil, building and construction, electrical, mechanical. We have a lot. We need more sponsors. We need more partnerships like these that help these students go out there.
Mm.
The uncertainty of the future is so bad.
Yo.
It's so bad.
It's like it's getting to a point where most students would much rather just stay in varsity, having that security, than graduate and just be like, okay, what's next?
What's next? There's nothing that's as scary as final year, not knowing what you're going to do next year.
Yo.
Yo.
Like, it's so...
The pressure, you have to pass.
Mm.
You have to graduate. But also at the same time, you're scared because after graduation, what's there?
Literally.
I hope this thing opens more opportunities, job opportunities. Mm. And I hope with the partnership, we can maybe see workshops being done. Probably we could add on to short courses.
You know, so we can learn.
Yeah.
Maybe have some...
few skills. Yeah. Yeah.
Have some NMU students, you know, start working in Eskom, you know.
Yes.
You know,
definitely.
That's representation. Who knows?
Maybe. Primary one. Because, honestly, it's difficult out there.
It is.
Marketing yourself is so difficult.
Especially considering how it's like, they always say, you need experience. You need so many things additional.
Entry-level jobs now need 1 year, 2 years of experience.
Where? Like.
Where am I going to get it?
Because being a student is a full-time job. So now you also need to get a job.
You're dealing
on top
with
that.
Practicals, assignments, tests, exams, and they want you to be at work.
Huh?
You have classes that want register attendance. How am I going to be at work?
Monday to Friday. Yeah.
So we can only hope that this partnership is going to be opening a way to our students and hopefully opening for more partnerships, either businesses that are going to see this and like it and come forward.
Definitely.
And may they come from all aspects, not just the engineering sector.
Yes.
Alone. This school is a big school.
So many
we
faculties.
We have a lot of faculties. Law.
Yes.
Can we please have some firms come and say, let's partner.
Like, let's get it together and just...
Can we have some law people come here and say, you know, I want to train someone. I want to mentor someone.
Because one thing about the law students I've realized, especially at NMU, I know they're very tenacious.
Oh, like,
they have their drive.
Yo.
I imagine them in court. Especially
with, I have hope.
Like, I have
hope. I would have hope.
Because they would ask
if
the
I
right
heard,
questions.
I went to NMU. I'll be like, okay, we're winning. We're winning this case.
You can't play with them, Shem. You really can't.
Exactly. So hopefully, in all our faculties, some partnerships will be there. Not just engineering. We understand that STEM is usually very crucial and taken as like your first priority.
Yeah.
But also the other courses, even humanities.
Oh, humanities.
Your BA. Can we please have partnerships?
Help us out, you know?
One thing I love about humanities and BA and business, it doesn't even have to be a certain company. Even Eskom, I'm sure there's a department of humanities.
Exactly.
So you could dip and dabble right there. You could fetch any smaller nyana company. They do have a humanities department. You see, law, everybody needs something. Science, we have a lot of your medical sectors, your medical organizations. They could just... But with medical, I feel like they already have things intact.
You know, they're advertising and
with
things.
Science. I haven't seen much science students complain.
About like...
Yeah, sponsorships. What are these things that they do after undergrad?
Postgrad.
No, that thing, your...
Training.
I don't think it's called fellowship, but something there.
Yeah.
Around those lines. ComServe, yes.
Oh, yes.
ComServe. They do have opportunities to do ComServe, and I haven't heard them, like, cry about it, saying it's difficult to get ComServe. So we can only hope that it is so. There's not a lot of difficulty. But yeah, we need more partnerships in all departments.
True, because I feel like it will do so well.
Education.
Yo.
We need...
Education's a big one.
Because we have a lot of teachers.
Yes.
And a lot of them.
And a lot of students as well. Right? Uh-huh. The high schools and primary schools are getting fuller by the moment.
It's okay.
Hey.
Our 2K teachers.
Hey.
There are a lot of them. So, yeah.
There's a lot. Hopefully, these partnerships, they keep on growing. As we said with marketing, mm-hmm. listen, if Eskom can have better marketing, maybe we'll forgive them more.
Maybe. And communication. Communicate better.
How? Tell us.
But however, they've been so quiet, yes? They haven't been on the news for a while. True. So maybe things are getting better.
No, maybe they learned. Even with this partnership, you know, they're trying to get some good PR. Mm-hmm. You know, like, nah, guys, we've changed now. We've changed. Can trust us.
Yeah. I hope we'll see a big change.
Definitely.
From them. And hopefully they can deal with this load shedding.
Hey.
And load reductions.
And I even heard like today actually that even in a PE that cables got stolen, hence why there was a power outage in Newton Park in Central.
You know, we need to talk about the cables that are always stolen in PE.
Like,
what's happening?
It's crazy. And this is not even a PE problem. This is a whole country problem. Cables are always being stolen. Which is also why our rail transport industry is like also crumbling.
It was on a standstill.
Cables keep getting stolen.
Yo. I feel like they need to deal with it from a mechanical point of view at this point because it's not working when it's just I'm gonna replace the cable. Mechanical now. Let's weld shut wherever the cables are.
Yeah.
Put some in, you know, if it's usually traffic lights.
Yeah.
That stem where there's the electrical wires, weld it shut.
No one can access
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And let it be steel.
Mm.
I understand that steel is more expensive than your plastic type of tubing and whatever.
Yeah.
But at this point,
we have to.
It's going to be better than having to replace cables all the time.
Because, huh?
Aibo.
Like.
Guys, people didn't have electricity. Is it 2 days now?
2 days.
Counting 2 days. Yeah, and they're still telling them that it's going to take weeks to fix.
Imagine. And also, there's now rumors that apparently they're going to try redirecting in the other systems. And then it's going to overload other places. And
now, we're all going to suffer.
because town doesn't have electricity, now also summer strike.
And you know, the rerouting comes with that schedule of 4 hours, 2 hours, ish. 4 hours, which is not fair on anyone.
It isn't. And I feel like with the cable theft, it also goes back to poverty.
Yeah.
Because
unemployment.
Because if there's no job...
There are no jobs.
So, might as well just steal cables and get something.
You know, I was speaking to somebody and it was such a insightful conversation talking about... We were seeing these guys' name.
Yeah.
Cutting the grass all around Summer Strand.
Yeah.
The parks in Summer Strand.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were cutting the grass. And we first noticed them at another park we were passing. And then when we were coming back, they were... at another one again. And we're like, okay, so are they working? Like, and what? It was a good thing to see them doing this. And like, it's a form of employment, actually. You take someone who has a grass cutter, give them a tender, cut the grass in a park. You give them bread. They have bread for that night. That's better than someone staying at home, not getting anything. However, the topic led to the point where we said, now... I'm sorry to say this, but it's true. It's realistic. The person, the employer for the grass cutters was a white person.
Yes.
As much as corruption does include whites, however, you can't notice it. It's not that noticeable. They know how to give the people and keep some.
Mm.
The problem with black leadership, I want everything for myself.
Everything, take more than what is...
Exactly. Had I been given the tender to give people, to cut the grass in all the parks in Summer Strand, I would probably get 3 people to cut the grass, pay them each maybe 500, and take all the other money for myself. Probably they wouldn't finish the job because now they're tired and it's a small change, pelaleo.
Yeah.
And it would take a lot more time to finish the job.
True.
Because less workers.
Yes.
However, with that person that we saw, I think there were more than 15 probably.
And there are a lot of them, actually.
So they were dispersed.
Hmm.
A few in this park, a few in that park, a few in that park. It was all done in one day.
Done?
Because we walked in the morning.
Hmm.
It was like two parks that had people. When we came back in the evening, even the by the school Cape Recife,
oh, yes.
It was clean.
And they're locked in.
They locked in. Yeah. One day, done.
Done.
That's leadership. That's being organized.
And being like...
And we're not saying that they don't take some for themselves. They do, yes. Hmm. We know that. We had cases of people that we had to deal with, even up to national level.
Hmm.
But it's always a little bit tad bit better than... us.
Where I want it all. And it's like...
And I feel like that's how we get caught.
True, because then now the paperwork and everything, it looks
suspicious.
It
doesn't balance. Mm. Yes.
If you... Listen.
They
if,
make sure that it balances out.
Mm.
I'll give you your income and shame, it's going to be enough, but I'll keep some for myself. You'd probably find that maybe with a tender, I probably give you money for the infrastructure you're supposed to use, and then for the labor.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, for other things, administrative things. Then
yeah.
That's your budget, Angiti.
Mm.
Probably, the person got people who already had the infrastructure, which is the grass cutter, and gave them money just for the labor. And then you keep money for yourself. Oh. It balances out.
It makes sense.
Instead, I would want to fetch someone who doesn't even have a grass cutter, and I'd give them... What? There's that thing we use to cut grass at home.
What is it called?
I forgot the name. I know it in my native language.
What is it?
Slashele.
Machete?
No. But yes, it's around those.
Yeah,
those
something
tools.
Like that.
I would want to fetch a person with that one. And then I want to give them 500 small change. And at some point, we are also slaving each other out.
Out. Because now it's like, it's
as
not making sense.
As people of the same color.
Like, come on now.
Because now it's unfair. It's not balancing.
Mm.
The labor and the price.
Like now.
The wage is not giving.
It's disrespectful now, you know? So.
And it would take longer.
Because imagine cutting grass with that thing.
Yeah.
You are.
I don't like it at home.
So.
And that's just a small garden in your yard.
So imagine all these parks.
So, yeah, we need to do better as people, honestly. Our leaders need to do better.
Yes.
Corruption, we can only pray at this point.
We can only pray that it just...
But, yeah, we've spoken a lot.
We have. It's been quite an informative...
We've analyzed a lot.
It's been quite an informative session, actually.
Yeah.
In conclusion, there's a lot that needs to change.
A lot needs to be to change. There's still a lot that needs to be done.
Mm.
We can only hope that with our generation and our young people coming into positions of power, they're going to make a change.
Period.
Don't be like your parents and your grandparents.
And just, you know, lose the plot.
Yeah.
But can we blame them also?
Hence I said, we're not saying... Don't take some for yourself.
Mm.
Balance it out.
Be smart, you know.
Be smart about it.
Mm.
The problem is the greed.
That's where now...
You can't be a minister with three businesses.
Mm.
A salary that's over millions. You have a state house, a state car, but still you want to take more money from a tender.
Come on now. Like
businesses come with profit.
Mm.
You have a house and a car.
That's like...
You also have your own house probably that you bought for yourself apart from the state house.
Mm.
But still...
You want more.
You want more.
Guys. Now it's just doing too
on
much.
On top of your million rand salary.
Literally. Hi. That's just...
So we can only hope that their greed is not going to be as bad as this one. I feel like the problem with the older generation, it was the fact that we had just come into money.
Yes.
We had been struggling for so long. When democracy hit, we started seeing money. We're like, wow. I want it all.
True.
But it's been more than 30 years, guys.
It's,
we can't say we're still seeing money for the first time.
Like, it's time for a change. Okay, we love money, but it gets to a point where...
We can't be a country that's losing billions. We still have national debt that we still need to deal with from COVID, from all the aftermath of having to come back from COVID. We still have our own things, our infrastructure that's dying down. Mm. We need development in all these sectors. Our tourism sector is falling apart. We don't have enough tourist attractions. We do have enough tourist attractions. We don't have enough PR for them.
True.
We don't have enough people who can actually say, let's use this tourist attraction to finance which part of our whatever department or state or whatever sector. We don't have enough people on board to give the right decisions.
Definitely. And that's the problem.
Our law system.
Yeah.
We have a Bill of Rights, a constitution that was so good.
The best, probably one of the best
probably
in the world.
Probably one of the best when it comes to equality. However, we're not using it anymore. People are just doing as they please. We need to fight this. We need to go back.
And
just use our voices to do a change.
Mm.
In whatever position you're in, change something.
And just make sure that at the end of the day, you're making a difference.
Yeah. A good difference.
Mm.
Not a difference that leads us into more debt.
Hey, we're tired of the debt. Like, yo, are we ever even, at this point, we're in so much debt, are we ever even be able to pay it off?
Hey.
We'll have to.
Only God knows.
Yeah, we'll have to be like, listen, UN, please, let's talk. Like.
We've been a developing country for so long, whereas we are one of the greatest countries when it comes to raw materials, resources. However, we are a developing, we're supposed to be developed at this point. We can't be a developing country still.
Still, after how many years?
We have gold, coal, we have platinum.
Hey, silver, copper.
And the problem is, we don't even know how to import or export it good.
Yes.
We don't know how. Our trade system is so messed up. It's bad.
Like,
the only thing they're focusing on is it's increasing tariffs for Shein. Guys, Shein is not even a large percentage of our trade.
Literally.
They should be looking at the raw materials.
And being like, listen, let's charge higher. Let's make money. Let's actually get what we deserve.
And try and make revenue from that. But
Now we're just giving our gold for free to the first world countries. And then they're eating it. And then they give it back to us at like double the price.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-mm.
Anyways, that was the Law Show and all that it had to offer you.
Yes, yes, yes.
With the science package on the side.
Exactly, exactly.
It was a nice, nice, nice session speaking about all these things that we had to get deep into, and we spoke a lot. Oh,
yo,
we went deep.
Hey,
to the core.
We went to the crust of the issues. Like,
oh, we dug deep.
Yeah.
And I can only hope that you enjoyed it, that it also opened a lot of avenues for you to think about.
Definitely.
It gave you a lot to think and ponder on about the issues that we're dealing with as a world, globally, and as a country, right here nationally. I can only hope that we are all motivated to go do something
to do
different.
Better and just be like, yeah, we must lock in.
Yeah.
But you know, we love digging deep, Shem. Like, yo, it's so fun. Like,
that's what it's all about.
Because at Madiba's Radio, as we said, we love to connect, inform, and engage. So connect with us on all our social media platforms, Instagram, X, whichever.
We're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. But Yada, where can they find you on the social media platforms?
You can find me on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram. It's Yada KC. Nothing changes. And this is me saying goodbye to you guys. Yada KC, your girl from MP, signing out.
Bye. And of course, sorry, I forgot myself. And of course, you can find me on Instagram at Ketara Tligo and on Facebook at Tligo K in Tlovu. And we are saying
bye.
Hey, Madiba's Techies. Want to level up your tech skills? We Think Code has secured a grant to train 12,000 young people across South Africa and Kenya in generative AI. And guess what? It's completely free. This course is designed for final year computer science students, recent computer science graduates, and junior developers who want to understand and apply AI tools transforming industries worldwide. You'll gain practical hands-on skills in AI, guided by experienced facilitators who will help you prepare for the future of work. So, if you're an IT or tech student at NMU or a junior developer eager to upskill, this is your chance to future-proof your career. Applications are now open. Visit www.withincode.co.za. The future is AI. Let's build together.
The best youth. station in the Bay.
Madiba's Radio.